The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
There are lots of indicators of a generation gap. A lot of people say cell phone use at one time was a generational gap thing. Then it became text messaging. Now I think it's emojis. I'm on the cusp of the emoji generation where I use them, but use them sparingly. I don't just send text messages other than a thumbs up instead of saying, okay, I fully understand you when I'm replying to a text. But for the most part, people will comment on Facebook posts with them. Heck, I've even seen emojis as just replies in emails. And if you're sitting on a PC, you don't always see what those emojis are. Yeah, it's shorthand. Yeah, it's fun. But in the real world, not the play world, not the fun world, emojis can be a hassle. Yes, I use them, but I'm on the verge of that generation gap where emojis don't express my life. There aren't enough unique emojis to really explain what I'm thinking about. I make sure to add a winky face emoji every now and again when I'm being very sarcastic, just to let people know I'm being sarcastic. Emojis are fun. Emojis are silly. Emojis are great for kids. But we're reaching that point where you're either pro-emoji or against.